For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Colton Fall. The number of energy customers investing in solar power systems surged last year, according to reports made by utility. As Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media reports, the news comes just ahead of a big rate decision regulators have to make on the matter.
Each year, electric utilities and co-ops in the state count up their number of net metering customers. These are customers generating power through windmills or more likely solar systems who can make electricity and push it out onto the grid, actually reversing their electrical meter. Last year, that number jumped by more than half. John Bethel directs the Public Service Commission, the agency that oversees utilities and determines rates.
Well, more people are installing facilities, obviously, and I think it's consistent with the fact that the costs are declining.
The costs are dropping, but how fast and how much Arkansans adopt home energy systems is a rising concern to legacy utilities like Entergy and SWEPCO and the state's electrical cooperatives. They're investing in huge megawatt and gigawatt solar and wind fields, too. But they lose money when people make their own. Katie Niebaum directs the Arkansas Alternative Energy Association.
The previous 3 years when we were looking at the data, there's been steady growth, 20%, 28%, over the previous 3 years in terms of the number of net metering systems. But in this past year, it skyrocketed to 56%.
Bethel says it's not a coincidence. Solar generators, these net metering customers, they're credited for excess electrical generation. Right now, it's even a one-to-one credit. But the commission is on the verge of deciding whether to make it a lot less. But that lower rate would only affect investors who come after. In other words, the time to buy is now.
Yeah, they want to do renewable energy. And what's on the docket is the question of who's going to do it.
That's Terry Tremwell, chairman of Pika Solar Company in Fayetteville. He's saying that everyone thinks solar is a good investment. Utilities, too, they have huge projects in the works. The question is, who will do it?
The fear of changing the net metering rules, changing the net metering ratio, is that it will reduce people's choice.
The number of Arkansas net metering customers affected here is about 1,000. The total number of electricity customers in the state is well over 1 million. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.